Hello, my name is Joey Kelly, and you're listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I believe and preach the old-fashioned gospel, the same thing that Paul and the other apostles preached. Jeremiah 6, verse 16 says, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls." And that's what we're going to talk about today. Old Paths Tabernacle is an evangelistic outreach of the Joey Kelly Broadcast. If you like good singing and good preaching and are looking for Sunday night services to attend, please consider yourself invited. If you're coming from New Orleans East Bank, take the G&O or the Crescent City Connection to the West Bank Expressway and get off at Manhattan. Go through the Harvey Tunnel and turn right at the red light, which is MacArthur. Go two blocks and turn right at the fire station onto 8th Street. Go three blocks and turn right. Old Paths Tabernacle is right on the corner, meeting in Waymaker Ministry Sanctuary, 804 First Avenue in Harvey. If you're coming from the Huey or Boutee, get on the elevated expressway, then get off at MacArthur and turn left at the light. Remember, our services start at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening, and I hope to see you there. Lord, take me back. If you have your Bibles, please turn with me to the book of Daniel. Daniel chapter 2, beginning at verse 31. "Thou, O king, sawest, and behold, a great image. This great image, whose brightness was excellent, stood before thee, and the form thereof was terrible. This image's head was of fine gold, his breast and arms of silver, his belly and his thighs of brass, his legs of iron, his feet part of iron and part of clay." And I must say, I don't know if we'll get into any of this today. But let's go ahead and pray. Heavenly Father, today I pray for those in Haiti. Lord, my friends are suffering. The churches that I preached in, some of them have been damaged, some of the people in them hurt, possibly dead. I don't know. And Lord, we've seen on television all of the death and destruction and chaos. And I know those people are scared. They're full of despair. They're grieving for those that have been lost. They don't know what to do. And they probably can't see past tomorrow. They don't know what's going to happen to them. But I'm asking, Lord, that you touch them. Please touch them. Please comfort them. If they've lost someone, Lord, comfort them. If they're still trapped and crying for help, Lord, please touch them and help them. This nation, Haiti, needs you more than they've ever needed you before. And Lord, we call out to you, asking you to please help them. Help those that are sending aid. Help those that are doing rescue work. Help the pastors and deacons and workers in the church, and also hopefully to bring in the lost. Please don't forget Haiti, Lord. Please don't forget Haiti. And I thank you, Father, in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Now, before I get too far, I want to remind my listeners that tonight will be the first service of Old Paths Tabernacle. I'll be preaching from 2 Kings chapter 7, a great story of deliverance and the care of God, and I hope that you'll attend. but today my heart is heavy and also somewhat joyful. And I'll get to the joy in a minute. Since I heard about the earthquake on Tuesday, and as I record this, it's Friday afternoon, I've been on pins and needles. I've been worrying myself sick. You know that I've been ministering in Haiti since 1993. That's about 16 years. And I've made a number of friends. I've preached in a number of churches. And I have a burden and a care and a love for the people of Haiti. There's no reliable communication. We know that. There's no way to call in, really, or to call out, or at least there hasn't been. And since it happened, I've been scrambling on the internet and calling different churches that I know that are affiliated or support the ministers that I know, trying to get information. And I've been seeking God, asking Him to help. And I'd like to tell you a little bit about what I know about the situation there. And, you know, you can watch television, you can watch CNN, and you can get some little bit information. But I've been there. I know my way around. Some of you perhaps have seen in Pétionville, they were trying to dig people out of the Caribbean market. I know that market. I could tell you on aisle number one and what aisle number two had. I can tell you where the cookies were. I can tell you where the vegetables were. I know the market. I'm sure 5 o'clock in the afternoon, there were between 50 and 100 people, I guess. Maybe you have a number I haven't heard. But I would imagine there were close to 100 people there, and many were trapped. So it's not just something I've seen on television. I know the place. I know the people, some of them. If you stood in the parking lot of Caribbean Market and took a rock, you could throw it, and if you had a strong arm, you might be able to hit the hotel where I've been staying on most of my trips. That hotel is a pile of rubble now. And one of the pastors that I work with, Pastor Samuel Aurelius, he's one of the first pastors that I ever met, as a matter of fact. The hotel that we stayed in, it was an orphanage, really. And they funded the orphanage by renting out some of the rooms. And I've stayed there a few times. A number of people have stayed there. And on the top floor of that hotel, there was a chapel. And Pastor Samuel, for years now, probably 5, 6, 7 years, has been renting out the chapel and held service every Sunday morning. And I preached in that chapel in the hotel that I used to stay in. Some of you may remember, I told you last time I went in December, I had intended to meet him when I went down there. And I did. But I was greeted with horrible news that one of the deacons there in the church had been kidnapped, held for ransom, and when no ransom came, he was killed. Maybe some of you remember me saying that about the deacon. As of yet, I have practically no news of Brother Samuel. I went on Google Earth earlier today, and I saw what I think is his house. I'm not exactly sure what house it is, but I think I know. And the roof looks intact. And it's not a flat roof, it's actually a peaked roof, and it's probably wood or something. But it appears intact, but again, it's from in the air, satellite or whatever. And there's no real way to tell if the walls aren't falling down inside. But maybe his house is okay. But I'm still waiting to hear an actual bit of news as to his welfare and the people in the church. Pastor Samuel lives in Pétionville. He lives right on Delma, which was one of the areas that was hard hit. Please pray with me that God would help him. Please pray. Another pastor that I work with, who I actually met on the plane last time when I was going down there, Mona Avriel, her and her husband, pastor a church or two in Port-au-Prince, and I visited a school and I preached in one of their churches. The church that I visited and preached at is something like 3 or 4 blocks from the cathedral that you saw, the pink and white one that had fallen in. And I have no news about the church, but I did hear that she is safe. Now, that's the only bit of news that I have, but she was in Haiti. I don't know if she was in her house or wherever she was at the time, but she is safe. Please forgive me. Every few minutes I have to stop the recorder because I start crying and weeping for the people there. Please understand that I care for these people. And I've been coming to you for 3 years, telling you of the missionaries that I work with, the pastors, the different churches in the different areas of Haiti. I've tried to keep you informed because all these years we've been trying to win souls. And I hope through the years you prayed with me that God would help us to win souls. Today there's another thing that we have to do. We have to care for these people in this horrible time that they're experiencing. Please pray for them. For years, I've attended Harvest Time Fellowship in Harvey. I don't attend there currently, but I did on and off for about 7 years or so. And for about the last 15 years or something, Harvest Time and the Feet Miracle Assembly and I think Algiers Assembly have supported Pastor Lucien Almanord. He has a number of churches. He's been in ministry 25 years or something, and he literally has started 20, 30, 40 churches, something in that neighborhood. He's actually started about a year ago, going into the Dominican Republic next door, trying to start churches. He's got several schools. He's got an orphanage just north of downtown, I guess maybe 5 miles or something like that, north of downtown. And there are 65 kids that he takes care of. And these are kids from toddlers on up to, I don't know, 12 years old or something. I just received word this afternoon that he is okay. I got an email from somebody that got a phone call from his son who had talked to him for like a minute before the phone went dead. He is okay. The orphanage is okay. I think someone said that part of the wall in the back had fallen down, and I don't know if it's the building or one of the buildings or it's the fence that they have. But he's okay. The orphanage is pretty much okay, and the kids are okay. About 30 or so miles, I don't know exactly, north of that orphanage is a very large church that he has. The church doubles as a school, and I think there are something like 500 kids in the school. And there's a large lot out back, or kind of in front and off to the side or something. And again, this is out of town. They've turned that area into a tent city. And I imagine people from Port-au-Prince that don't have a place to stay have come, trying to get away from all the destruction. And those that made it up to whatever town this is, I think it's Cabaret. He is putting them up and doing the best that he can to feed them or give them medical attention or something. But there's something like about 3,000 people there that he's trying to care for. And he says that they're short on medicine, they're short on water, and I imagine they're short on food. It wasn't specified, but I know that every day is a struggle at the orphanage to find something for the kids to eat. I stayed the night in his orphanage when I was there. I spent a couple of hours, I think, in this big school and church that was out of town. But also on the other side of Port-au-Prince, the big school and church is north. But the church that I preached at is in Carrefour. All the attention is focused on Port-au-Prince. That's where all the reporters are. That's where all the aid workers are, what have you. But the epicenter was about 3 miles or so from Carrefour. That's where the most damage is. And there's a lot of people that live there, hundreds of thousands, I think, in that long stretch. I've heard that most of the buildings have fallen down in Carrefour. Like I said, I preached in his church, and it wasn't completed. It just had a couple of walls half up and part of a roof, and that probably fell down. I also spent, I guess, about a half an hour in his mother's house in that town. And that's where Pastor Lucian is from. That's his hometown in Carrefour. The orphanage, we know, is okay. The large church in Cabaret is probably okay, and they're able to take care of people. But I'm concerned about what we'll find in Carrefour, and I don't even know if he's been able to get there. I don't know. I really don't know. Please pray for him. Please pray for his family. I think that his mother and I think a brother still live there in Carrefour. And again, this is a man that I know personally. I've stayed in his house. I've eaten with him. We traveled a little bit together. And I've known him for a few years through Harvest Time Fellowship. And I've repeatedly brought him to you, telling you about his ministry. So he's really no stranger to you. Please pray for these people. Please ask God to take care of them. Please ask God to feed the kids in the orphanage every day. They were constantly depending upon donations and shipments of food and medicine or whatever they needed. And that's not during the earthquake, but this is for years. That's how he supported his ministry. He would come find churches here in the States that had a burden for people there in Haiti, and he would rely upon their donations to build the orphanage, to care for the kids, and to build the churches all around the area. Here in New Orleans, there are at least 5 Haitian congregations. I think they're all in the West Bank. And I preached in 4 of these churches. One of the pastors I've told you about, that's Pastor Gabriel Wilsonneau. His church is on Lapelco, and I preached there a couple of times. And I think I even aired one of those sermons on this station. Most of his work in Haiti is on the tip of the peninsula, the southern peninsula, in a couple of little mountain towns, Montagnac and La Gombrie. We have a church and a school in Montagnac. And we have a preaching point or brush arbor or whatever term you want. Not a permanent building, but just like a lean-to in La Gombrie. And I preached in both of these little towns. I've actually participated in a couple of weddings there. And the preaching portion of the weddings, the pastor asked me to give the sermon. And we saw a great number of people get saved there. We saw in each of the weddings, I think about 50 people raised their hand and said, "Yes, I want to be saved." And we prayed with them and what have you. And Pastor Gabriel is the only church in Montagnac. And I'm not quite sure if there's a second church in La Gombrie or not. But we're the only church in Montagnac. The only gospel that these people hear, unless they will go into Jeremy or one of the other towns to visit a church. No one goes up there. It's a remote jungle. But we go there. We don't get any praise. Nobody pats us on the back. But we try to win the lost in this remote village. I spoke with Brother Gabriel this morning, and he told me that he had heard about his house. His house is off Del Mar 33, which is one of the roads that you would take to go to the airport. He has family living in that house. He has, I think, a son or something, and some other family members. He got a message from them that the house is okay. It's standing. It may need a little work, but it's standing. And again, this is something like 2 miles at the most from Del Mar. And the street Del Mar had a lot of damage along it. But his house is okay. And all of his family there that are living in Port-au-Prince are okay. We haven't had any contact from anyone in Montagnac or La Gombrie. But last night I heard from an email list that I'm on. Somebody had sent an email from Jeremy. Jeremy has the only airport on the peninsula way at the end. And if you're in the mountains and you need supplies or gasoline or something, probably you'll go to Jeremy. And the email said that the damage that is there in most of the houses that have any damage at all, just a little bit mortar can patch it up. And that is good news, because La Gombrie and Montagnac are probably 20 miles at least further west, and thus farther from the epicenter of the quake. So we don't have any news, but we can surmise that the churches are okay. But there's a problem in Jeremy. Jeremy is supplied from Port-au-Prince. There's a main highway, the trucks would come in, and also there's a regular boat, I think twice a week or something, with passengers and freight. But the road that leads back to Port-au-Prince goes through the mountains, and there's been landslides or something, and the road is impassable. You just can't get through. And because the port in the capital city is shut down, the boats or the ships can't get there. So these people are cut off. They have no phone. They have no transportation in and out of town. They're stuck. Now, there's the airport, but there are no commercial flights. So it's probably not possible to fly from Port-au-Prince to Jeremy. Now, they could fly to Cap-Haitien in the north or something, but normal traffic has been disrupted. But once again, I'm asking you to pray for the people of Haiti, and specifically the people that I minister with and to. If you listen to this broadcast, you can consider yourself part of the ministry that we do down in Haiti. Please pray for them. These people need help. They need food, water, supplies, medicine, medical care. Some of them need rescuing, but all of them need a touch from God and His hand of comfort. Please pray that God takes care of His people that are in Haiti. Old Paths Tabernacle is an evangelistic outreach of the Joey Kelly Broadcast. If you like good singing and good preaching, and are looking for Sunday night services to attend, please consider yourself invited. If you're coming from New Orleans East Bank, take the GNO or the Crescent City Connection to the West Bank Expressway and get off at Manhattan. Go through the Harvey Tunnel and turn right at the red light, which is MacArthur. Go 2 blocks and turn right at the fire station onto 8th Street. Go 3 blocks and turn right. Old Paths Tabernacle is right on the corner, meeting in Waymaker Ministry Sanctuary, 804 First Avenue, in Harvey. If you're coming from the Huey or Boutee, get on the elevated expressway, then get off at MacArthur and turn left at the light. Remember, our services start at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening, and I hope to see you there. You've been listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I hope you've enjoyed the program today and pray that the Lord has convinced you to follow Jesus in the way. If you want to know more about the ministry, you can visit my website at joeykelly.net/ministry. That's joeykelly.net/ministry. And you can read about the missions work that I do down in Haiti. Or if you like, you can write me at 324 Codifer Boulevard, number 9. That's Codifer Boulevard, number 9, Metairie, Louisiana, 7005. And until next time, this is Evangelist Joey Kelly encouraging my friends to take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there.